Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Friend, I'll have you back again. If I ever go out to the West Coast, hopefully can meet with you. What else do you want to get across the listeners that are out there and the viewers?
Just don't give up. Even a small person like myself out in the middle of the obscure world, you know, you have that power. You just have to just believe in yourself, believe that what you're doing is worth it, and just go out and do it. I mean, that's it. You just get off your ass. I was talking with Sabo, and I was telling him I needed to build a crew, and he's like, no, you don't need a crew. You just need a lookout while you do all of the work. So that's basically what you need to be doing. Is we have a lot of work to do, and the time is now. We have the momentum. The world is looking at us. They know that we're right, and now they're making a decision whether they should side with the normalcy bias or they should go into the future with us. And we can take them over the horizon, and I'm so excited to do it. We just have to make Bill Gates and Fauci and all the eugenicists accountable so that we never have to worry about wasting our time and resources on this. You know, Nazism obviously is a failed experiment. So let's put it to rest. Let's ash heap the Nazis and move on with humanity.
And by the way, you're totally right. Everybody calls this a Nazi, that a Nazi. If you look at Bill Gates and his dad and grandpa and all these groups, they're the groups that created the Nazis. I mean, it's beyond the Nazis. This is literally who people think the Nazis are.
Absolutely. And I'm going to point my fingers. I'm not afraid of them. No, don't be afraid of what they can do to you. Be afraid of what they'll do if you don't oppose them. And so that's it. Just listen to Alex. Alex Jones is basically 100% correct all the time. You know, and I'm putting your words into effect in real time out in the 3D world, brother. You're putting so much fire in my soul, and I really appreciate it. We are on that wavelength, that transmission of God. And at the end of this, you deserve a plaza of statues.
Well, I don't want those. I just want our children together in the future. But the point is, brother, we're going to win this. And you're right. We're going to get past this evil together. There'll be other hurdles we have to face, but this evil will be defeated. Definitely their whole system's falling apart right now. My big concern is, what do you think they're going to pull next? I mean, Biden now says the Russians are going to hit us with a cyber attack and turn the lights off. That's easy to predict he'd say that next.
I don't think they'll do the lights off thing because all of the power plants, the new power plants are tied to the electric grid, and we don't really have that much of a fuse if those things go off, like you said. I think they're going to try to do more scamdemics. They're going to, like the monkeys, they're going to try to see how traumatized we are. And, you know, a large portion of the population is severely traumatized, so it might have some effect. But we have to close the labs. We have to get these quote-unquote authority figures, these politicians, we have to get them to close the labs. We don't need any. I mean, without these labs in operation, they basically don't have that much, you know, weight. You know, nobody's going to nuke it. They're not going to nuke us. You know, I don't think that they're going to set forth any nukes. I think they figured out
the globalist species nukes, because that might kill them. They're going to keep creating labs and claim it's leaks. We've, like Rand Paul says, we've got to shut down the weapon labs. I totally agree with you.
Absolutely. I mean, Hillary Clinton's afraid of fallout, so she put that in her email. So they're not going to nuke everybody. What they will do is they will poison us, either soft kill weapons, or maybe they'll just save the hell with it and load up a couple planes. But in the meantime, we could be building a resistance that changes the paradigm and the infrastructure. We need attorneys. We need the state attorneys to prosecute Gates. We need the floor. Why is DeSantis not on top of this? You know, we need at least one state to come forth and lead humanity out of this. And so,
that's right. The first group, whether it's Bolsonaro in Brazil or who knows, or maybe some of the folks in Eastern Europe, to file indictments for Nuremberg 2. The House of Cards is already falling. That will accelerate it. All right. Thank you so much, Timothy. Lastly, we really appreciate you, brother. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. That was an amazing interview. Edward Dowd is an ex-Wall Street professional, worked at HSBC, Donaldson, Lufkin, BlackRock, you name it. He is about to expose what's really going on with the global economy and what you can expect to happen next. That is in 60 seconds here in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it in the ocean is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine, and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average, you really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock, 50% off for a limited time.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talk bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind switching sides and standing up in things.
Well, I've been following Edward Dowd for a long time. He's a former Wall Street professional. And you can say a BlackRock insider, HSBC, you name it. And I've read a lot of his work and seen a lot of his predictions come true. He's worked all over Wall Street, the sell side, the buy side, expert in fixed income, equities, capital markets. He's currently trying to start a hedge fund and got a lot of other stuff going on. And he's here to talk about the Pfizer fraud, the VAERS database, insurance companies saying increased deaths of 40%, the DOD leak, the vaccination program, and so much more. We've got the Moderna stock, plunging, all this other craziness. So, Edward Dowd, thank you so much for joining us. Great to have you here. Where should we start today?
I'd like to start with what's going on with Pfizer, because if people wake up to the fact that it's fraud, we can end the vaccine programs right away, and that'll be a good start to ending this nonsense and madness that's going on across the globe. So let me start there. What would you like to know first?
No, you're the expert on this, and I know you've been predicting a lot of this. I've seen your writings. It's now happening. We see Moderna going down. We see Pfizer putting out stuff to their shareholders saying, get ready for bad clinical data to come out. They try to suppress. I mean, lay it out for us.
All right. So the CDC and the FDA and Pfizer together are now trying to prevent the clinical trial data from the first initial vaccines that launched in January. And so for me, when I heard that, I immediately thought, that's fraud. You do not hide data from the public unless you've committed fraud. And we saw all the deaths and the disability going on, so we knew that this is a cover-up of crimes. Once I went public with that and appeared on the Steve Bannon show, Brooke Jackson, the Ventavia whistleblower, who was overseeing some of the clinical trials back in September of 2020, reached out to me, and I did a podcast with her on the Thomas Paine podcast. And it's become clear to me the clinical data is fraud. And interestingly enough, since that podcast went out and the news is kind of floating around Wall Street that the whole clinical trial may be fraudulent, which I believe it is 100% in my opinion, no one from the mainstream media has reached out to her. I'm going to break some news today. She's been contacted by Wall Street Investment Bank.
Wow.
Wants to get her on a call with institutional investors, pension funds, hedge funds. And they also wanted to go to a live conference they hold to speak to 4,000 people. So let me make a point here. The mainstream media may ignore this. Wall Street is not. Wall Street is going, and it's already started. Moderna stock is down 70% from its high. Pfizer's down 19%. So we don't need the mainstream media, because my goal has been to get these stocks to start underperforming And they started underperforming before I started to get more notoriety. So it's not due to me. People smarter than me were already figuring this out. And I want you to know Wall Street's rallying to this. I'm getting lots of inquiries from former colleagues, and people want to know what's going on. So nothing will convince a sleeping public or those not awake yet than red stocks or collapsing stocks. Money talks, BS walks. So this is my goal, is to wake up the country through people seeing that there's something going on, and Wall Street is awake.
That's amazing. And, you know, Edward, I saw you a week and a half ago or whenever it was on Steve Bannon, and the news was so big because I separately had researched it and knew what you were saying was accurate. I didn't have the level of understanding you did. And then immediately started to see the actions. I think it's fair to say you telling the truth and bringing this out has contributed a lot to the beginning of the falling of this house of cards. I think it's fair to say when you've got Moderna down 70% and you've got Pfizer down 13% or whatever, this is seismic, and they're starting to run scared. I mean, this is a historic moment we're in right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, I also want to say this hallucination nationally, the propaganda and the people who got the jabs, there's lots of people who got these jabs that didn't understand what was going on. And a lot of them are in the investment world. A lot of them are smart people. They were duped too. And some of these people that got the jab are doing the work on shorting these stocks because, you know, you can guess they're mad as hell. And you've awakened the sleeping giant known as Wall Street, and Wall Street is on the move. The smart money's moving first. As always, there's lead steers. Nothing gets going faster than a red momentum downtrending stock. So I think those of you who still think nothing's going on, you don't want to be what I call the bag holder. You don't want to be the guy taking the fourth jab booster and holding these stocks down to Moderna's going to zero, and I think Pfizer eventually goes sub $10 once the lawsuits come out. Now, there's a lot of questions about the indemnity that they have. Well, if fraud can be proven, which I think the case is, you know, 100%, then fraud eviscerates all contracts. There's multiple case law about this. When one party enters into a contract, say a government, and and fraud was occurring when they entered into that contract, and the other party didn't know that, the contract is void and null. So there's no indemnity if this can be proven, and I think it will be.
Well, please continue, because, again, I saw your big band interview. I was already familiar with some of your work. I said, please get him one of my producers. And now since a week and a half, everything you said started to come true. I mean, I'm just blown away by this. And as a layperson, that's what I thought was happening, was these moves against Moderna and now Pfizer seemed like a lot of powerful people in Wall Street were going against it. And then to see the top executives, not just the head of Moderna, but others deleting their accounts, this shows me that it wasn't a pump and dump, but it shows a true, real panic going on, which shows me this is a seismic event.
Yeah, Moderna is clearly in a downtrend. People are dumping it. I think it's a zero once the fraud comes out. They're a single product company. Pfizer has a lot of other products, but they're going to get a lot of lawsuits. And so that's going to cause their stock, in my opinion, humble opinion, to go, you know, sub $10 at some point. So Wall Street is waking up. Not everyone's awake. There's still a lot of what I call asymmetric information, meaning some people are figuring it out and others are still unaware and asking questions why these stocks are underperforming. I would like to highlight the mainstream media seems puzzled as to why these stocks are going down. And I'd like to alert the mainstream media they're going down because of the vaccine deaths and injuries that are starting to show up in insurance company reports and funeral home company reports. Funeral home companies are growth stocks. They had a great year in 2021 compared to 2020. They outperformed the S&P 500. The peer group of funeral home stocks was up 40-plus percent. The S&P was up 26. And they started accelerating price-wise in 2021 during the rollout of the vaccines. Okay? So, you know, you don't need to be a rocket scientist to connect the dots here.
I totally agree, and I want to give you the floor when we come back in the next 40 minutes to really lay this out. Again, I don't know whether I would call Edward Dowd a whistleblower, a Wall Street insider. That's why in my intro I wanted to build it up because it's so huge what's happening. What's the best definition for what you're doing? Because I know our listeners are going to ask me, what is this, a whistleblower, an insider, a forecaster? What would you call yourself?
Well, Alex, my whole career, my job was to be ahead of the news and be a lead steer. And we didn't wait for the Wall Street Journal.
So you're a futurist. You're a trendsetter.
Well, that's what we call stock picking. And you know what's funny is when I take my stock picking skills outside of the realm of stock picking, I'm called a conspiracy theorist. So basically, you're a stock picker, Alex, and you don't even know that, but you are. That's what we do that's what I did my whole career was to connect the dots with 30% of the available information and bet capital on my predictions. So this is an investment thesis that I'm making. I can say that it's fraud because I'm talking to investors. I don't need to prove it.
And you said this a week and a half ago, and it's all going down just like you said. That's what's credible. Edward Dowd, stay right there. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you for joining us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family.
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Picker, and of course he went on a week and a half ago or so on Steve Bannon's show and just laid out his predictions about what was about to unfold and what was about to happen, and his predictions have come true. We've seen a 70% drop in Moderna. We've seen a 13% drop or so in Pfizer. We're seeing major governments say don't give the shots to children. We're seeing even UN officials come out against it. A huge event is taking place. I've got an article we're printing right now. We'll cover it next segment. The government of Scotland will no longer release death data, saying it's being misrepresented by anti-vaxxers because the death numbers are way up. And then he was mentioning this earlier, huge, huge numbers. Insurance group sees death rates rise up to 40% over pre-pandemic levels. That broke a few weeks ago. Now other major insurance companies are showing similar or higher numbers. So, again, joining us is Edward Dowd, laying all this out as an analyst and where he thinks it's going next. Again, thanks for joining us. Please continue.
Yeah, let me just back up. So the first company to report this was One America. In January, I saw that report and I got it on Zero Hedge. I grabbed the Chamber of Commerce video, got it to Dr. Malone, Steve Kirsch, and that started to go viral. So that was the beginning. I said, okay, we have one. Let's see what the others say. And they reported the first week of February. Let me just give you some shocking numbers of what we saw. Unum Insurance, now I'm comparing Q4 loss ratio or death claims versus the 2019 base rate, okay? Unum plus 36%, Lincoln National plus 57%, Prudential plus 41%, Reinsurance Group of America plus 21%, Hartford plus 32%, MetLife plus 24%, and Aegon, which is a Dutch insurer, saw on their U.S. arm plus 57% in the fourth quarter. In the third quarter, they saw a 258% increase in deaths or claims. We don't know the actual numbers, but it's a shocking number. And let me just also note one thing that happened in Aegon's quarter. On the conference call, they were asked about what their expectations for mortality were in the U.S. They raised expectations by 300,000 for 2022 over 2021. Due to COVID and what's called indirect COVID, which I think we know what that's code for. They also did in the fourth quarter an interesting transaction. Now, this is speculation on my part, but I think it's good speculation. They did a $1.4 billion reinsurance deal with Wilton Reinsurance or Winston. I can't remember. Winston or Wilton Reinsurance. And on the conference call, I went into the conference call transcripts. A sell-side analyst seemed very confused about why they would do the deal. The economics of the deal looked very unfavorable to Aegon. I suspect in a year or two, the deal will look very favorable. And what they were reinsuring were high face amount individual policies. These are policies, you know, from 1 million to 10 million, these big, big policies. So I think there's an asymmetric information situation going on in the insurance industry where some people have figured out something's going on and they're offloading their risk they're not going to say what it is because they don't want that information to get out as they unload the risk. So someone's going to be the bag holder on this in the insurance industry. So that I find very interesting. And let me just back up. You know, I believe this is fraud. And unlike other frauds where people lost money like Enron or, you know, just other classical frauds we've seen throughout our financial history, people are dying and being maimed. Okay, this is a fraud that goes beyond the pale. And we now have three sources of information that something's going on. We have the VAERS database, which a lot of people like to poo-poo. We now have the DOD leak that Tom Rentz got. And now we have the insurance company results and the funeral home results. And they're reporting good numbers. Services Corporation International today or yesterday reported they had great numbers and they're looking for, continued growth. They didn't call out COVID. They didn't call out a vaccine. But we don't need to think too hard about this. Death should have gone down in the year that the miracle vaccine was rolled out, not gone up. And that's what we're seeing. So this is the most egregious fraud in the history of the nation, and it's global.
I totally agree with you. The numbers don't lie. Plus, my own anecdotal evidence is people are devastated by these shots. I don't think this is going the way Bill Gates and BlackRock and some of the kingpins up at the top of like Klaus Schwab thought it would go.
I don't have the information to definitively say any of those people are involved. But all I know is Pfizer's involved. And they committed fraud.
No, I agree with you. What I'm saying is, just to speculate as an American, as a man, how would the system roll something out this disastrous when top scientists a year and a half ago warned this would happen? I mean, it's not like they didn't know that spike protein injections do this or that it causes myocarditis and heart attacks. I mean, that was in CDC documents in October of 2020 before they gave the shots. Why would you do this?
Well, look, I'm on record speculating, and again, this is a thesis. It's not proven yet, but I put out a pinned tweet on my Twitter, which I couched under the term of a dystopian movie, and pretty much everything I laid out in May of 2020 came true, okay? And how did I get there? Well, you know, a lot of us in the financial world have been wondering when the debt bubble that we've been blowing the last several years is going to end, and when it ends, it's not going to be pretty. And so when I saw COVID go down and I knew there was a debt bubble that had to end eventually, I said, well, if this is, we can speculate whether it was released on purpose or a convenient excuse. But I was able to come up with my pinned tweets because if I wanted to cover up the debt crisis, I would do exactly what I said in my pinned tweets. I thought like a criminal and it wasn't that hard to come up with that because, you know, if you're going to have a debt crisis and the pensions can't get paid and the social contract is already broken, most people don't know that yet, you're going to have to have a system in place to control the riots, limit travel, control bank accounts. And here we are. We see Trudeau controlling bank accounts under the guise of medical tyranny to help us because, you know, we're so at risk from a virus that 99.9% of us survive. So that's some speculation on my part, but my tweets are very accurately proven to show that's what I would do if I was in a.
That's right. And we're going to come back in the next longer segment and show those. But your analysis is mine. Exactly. You got it. The end of a Ponzi scheme. The social contract's broken. What do? You hit people with a devastating event. So now the very people that orchestrated the event pose as the saviors and then have the organized collapse, which they pretend to be the saviors of during said collapse. And that's basically the globalist post-industrial Great Reset model. And then the question is, how is their Great Reset going? And I would say not too well. People now know they're behind it. This is explosive. Stay with us.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and banned out video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Oh, baby, I'm gonna teach you what it's all about tonight.
Well, Edward Dowd is a very informed, impressive individual. The HSBC is an analyst and a stock picker, and BlackRock as well, many other places. And he was on a week and a half ago with Steve Bannon and predicted all of what was about to happen with the stocks plunging and all the rest of it. The interviews are out there. We'll link to it today. Once this show isn't live, the archive of this interview at band.video with that interview under it. So he's calling it like he sees it. His analysis with his pinned tweets here is like a prediction going back months and months ago of exactly what has happened. So please continue with the funeral home numbers, and I see those as well. That's not hidden. All over the Western world, they say it's unprecedented. You got the cancer diagnostic facility saying they're seeing explosive numbers. We got the VAERS system, and then you were pointing out, you know, some of the other areas that are bringing numbers in. This is really something that can't be suppressed. And then I agree with you that this was done as a way to kind of have a pretext for why society broke instead of it being the fractional reserve banking and the fiat currency and the derivatives and the scams that were run. But I don't see it going well for the managerial technocrat class, kind of the Davos class that obviously all the evidence shows is trying to ride this tiger. I think they're not riding a tiger. I think they've got a tiger by the tail. What do you say?
If this is a plot, which I don't have any evidence for, but, you know, if I was running the show, this is exactly what I would do if I wanted to prevent people from figuring out that I blew up the world with the sovereign debt problem. It's not going well for them at all. You can't hide the bodies, and that's the sad thing about this. The bodies are piling up. And, you know, I know people are going to want to fact check me, and I want to say something about some of the things I've said to you. First of all, when I went on the Steve Bannon show, I said I wanted to be a lightning rod. And people said to me, oh, are you worried they're going to come after you? I said, no, I want to be a lightning rod of people reaching out to me. And that's occurred. I have a team behind me. Brooke Jackson reached out to me, the Ventavia whistleblower, an ex-insurance sell-side, highly ranked institutional investor. A sell-side analyst reached out to me, and he's helping me with this insurance analysis. This isn't just me. Although I'm capable of it, he saved me about 3 weeks worth of work, and he has some good insights, and he's an insurance expert. So the thing I want to point out about these insurance numbers that the fact-checkers might come after me on is these are group – we focused on group life policies, and that's important because you're going to see the results there first because that's mark-to-market. The contracts are signed every year. For instance, if you join a mid-sized company or a Fortune 500 company as a 25-year-old, you get, you know, your health benefits, your dental, and you get some sort of life benefit. It's de minimis, 100 grand, 200 grand, something like that. And so these are working-age people. These are not people that are depressed, without jobs, that are suicidal, overdosing on fentanyl, which is what the fact-checkers will try to say. These are people with jobs that are working and employed. So that's an important thing to distinguish. And these contracts are marked to market. They renew them every year, so the data is fresh. The individual policies are done under a different accounting system and will show up in different ways more slowly because it's Byzantine insurance actuarial and accounting. So we're not focused on that. We're focused on group life policies, and that's where these numbers are coming from. So fact checkers, fact check me all you want.
Well said. So where do you think this is going? I mean, you extrapolated the numbers out months ago. It's happened. What do you think is going to come next? And this rout in biotech stocks, in gene therapy stocks, is accelerating. Obviously, rats are going to leave the sinking ship. A lot of people are opportunists. A lot of folks, once they see Gates and Fauci and others are in trouble, are going to turn against them. More whistleblowers are coming out faster than I can keep track of them. Project Veritas has a high-level FDA executive admitting it's all a fraud. I mean, this is like, it doesn't matter if the Justice Department doesn't act. These people are convicted in the public. What does that do to confidence in the system?
So let's talk about what's going to happen. You know, part of my thesis is that Pfizer and the FDA conspired, much like the rating agencies were in on the financial crisis during the great financial crisis. You know, they were making too much money. They rubber-stamped AAA bonds that went to zero or went down 60%. It was due to money, the institutional imperative, which is when institutions act on the benefit of themselves rather than their stakeholders. The FDA is doing the same thing. And James O'Keefe's, I've been saying that the institutional imperative has corrupted the FDA. James O'Keefe basically had proof yesterday that that's true. It's all about the money. 50% of budget from the FDA comes from large cap pharma. So over years, the whole institution's been corrupted. and they're rubber stamping results. And that's why they want to hide the data, because the fraud would be exposed if the data is released. So what do I think is going to happen? Let me put it to you this way. They're caught. They're caught. What does that mean? Well, this is a different kind of fraud than we've ever seen, because when other fraudsters got caught, there were regulatory agencies that would come in and save the day. DOJ, SEC, FDA, if there was any kind of fraud in a clinical trial. They're all captured or don't care, or the government is not coming to save us. Okay?
I would call that like type of corruption singularity.
Corruption. So, you know, the corruption has moved. In the dot-com era, it was corporate fraud. Then the central banks pumped up the money. And then the fraud moved on to, it's a Ponzi scheme corporate. The fraud always has to find a home. And it moved on to the balance sheets of the central banks. And not the central banks, the banks in the great financial crisis. Then they pumped up the money again after 2008, 2009. And the corruption's now at the central banks and the governments. So this corruption is just corruption writ large. And so because no one's coming to save us, the only way this is going to end is through political, the politicians will turn on these partners of theirs. They may be unwitting partners with these people, and they will turn if the court of public opinion turns. And that's why we need to wake up more and more people across the nation as to what's going on. So the politicians will rat out everybody, because that's what they do. They're rats themselves. Secondly, I expect it's going to get worse before it gets better, because they're caught. So they're going to triple down. So I expect complete and utter chaos the next 3 or 4 months. You saw what Homeland Security put out a week ago, that if you raise questions about the government institutions that sow seeds of doubt, you're a domestic terrorist. Because they see what's coming. So
I mean, I agree. None of this is the signs of strength. This is the signs of extreme panic and weakness.
So they're caught. So what does a criminal do? Think like a criminal. There's an old saying on Wall Street, think like a criminal to figure out what a criminal
should
do.
So the cops bust the person robbing the bank. He grabs the teller, puts the gun to their head.
Right. So, what's the criminal? What are these guys going to do? They can run. Well, it's a global thing, so there's nowhere to go. So they're going to triple down. And they're going to try to scare people into silence. I'm not going to remain silent.
I agree with you. So the answer is telling the truth. Final segment with our special guest, Edward Dowd. Where do people find your work? I know Twitter at D-O-W-D-E-D Ward. And also on Getter. Where else can folks find the great work you're doing?
I dump everything on Getter and Twitter. So it's Twitter at Dowd Edward, D-O-W-D Edward, and Getter at Edward Dowd, D-O-W-D. So,
all right, Edward Dowd, stay there. Final segment straight ahead. But I can say this. This is one hell of a time to be alive. I think they're trying to start this war with Russia as a diversion. They don't know what to do. What else are they going to pull? A cyber attack? You know, Biden says, the Russians are about to launch a cyber attack. This is such an important time. What can we do to try to land this plane with no casualties is my question, because I don't want war with the globalists. I don't want their scalps on the wall. I'd like to see them go to jail. People don't do this anymore, but I just want to stabilize the economy and not live in this evil.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Establishment. They thought they could control the media. They thought they could control the population. They thought we would accept the obvious depopulation right in front of us, but we didn't. You go back to Operation Lockstep and Event 201 and others, it's very clear this is an orchestrated event. And if you go back 2 years ago, in Edward Dowd's tweets, as I was just showing earlier of your TV viewer, he was predicting all of this as an analyst and a stock picker could do, and he's here now. So in the 6, 7, 8 minutes we have left, I really appreciate you. We'll be watching what you're doing. We hope you'll join our other shows like Harrison Smith weekday mornings and Owen Troyer 3 p.m. Central whenever you like. But other things you'd like to impart to the several million people tuned in right now.
Thank you, Alex. First of all, I just want to say thank you for your bravery and what you do. Without alternative voices and your guiding light, to a lot of the alternative media. So I just want to thank you for your bravery and the multiple lawsuits you seem to be under and the amount of your personal capital you've had to spend on that. So I applaud you.
God bless you, brother. It's well worth it. But thank you for the kind words. So you're a smart guy. You predicted all this and you're dead on that the rats are leaving the sinking ship. What comes next or what else do you want to tell folks?
Well, it's going to get worse from here, but there's light at the end of the tunnel. They're not going to win. The awakening is happening so fast, and I saw your show a couple days ago where you drew a graph of the awakening, and it's going parabolic, like you said. And if I'm any indication of that, let me tell you what's happened in the last 4 weeks since I started really getting notoriety. I've had old Wall Street colleagues reach out. Many have had these thoughts that I've had but haven't been able to express them for fear or not wanting to be seen as crazy. I've had so many inquiries into all sorts of social media and people expressing the same kind of things. So the awakening is going parabolic, and we're going to win. So that's that. But it's going to get worse before it gets better. Don't be afraid. There's just not enough people to, I guess what I want to say is I implore people to be brave now. And what that means is however you want it to be. It could be as simple as taking the information you've seen from Alex or myself about this fraud and showing it to a loved one who still thinks that this vaccine is the way to go and show them the stock prices. Say Wall Street's smelling something bad. So this is a battle for the marginal mind, and everybody in the country needs to start acting and having tough conversations with people that they love that may not agree with them. And we can change it one mind at a time. My job the last 4 weeks has been to have one Wall Street mind changed at a time, and it's happening. It's one phone call at a time.
And what finally pushed you over the edge? Because I saw the stuff on Twitter going years back. You predicted this, but what made you really go on the offense 4 weeks ago?
Well, so, look, God is involved here. My voice was a lot smaller, and in September of last year, I was praying to God to make me useful and of service, and then Dr. Malone came to the island in October, and I was lucky enough through I think, an act of God to go to the private dinners he was at to be able to present to him a document called the Malone Doctrine, which we don't need to talk about now, and he and I have become friends, and due to my association with him, I'm now put in the spotlight. So I've had these thoughts. I just had a bigger microphone to get them out. And unfortunately, the data is so overwhelming that that's why my voice is rising. It's obvious to most people now that are awake that this is not a conspiracy theory. This is happening. People are dropping dead. People are being maimed.
I agree. Well, it's like at a wedding, in case somebody wants to challenge it, you say, if anyone wants to challenge this wedding, let them speak now or forever hold their peace. Maybe the groom doesn't want it. Maybe the bride doesn't want it. Maybe the father, the brother, the cousin, old boyfriend. Well, this isn't a marriage of a man and woman. This is a marriage of death and evil and the new world order. So speak now or forever hold your peace. Like what you said, courage now. This is the time to be speaking out. This is the zeitgeist because they've made their big move. And if you don't stand up now, I think the Rubicon for them was the children. Even with the regulators in Europe and here saying, no, don't give it to kids. And finally, that seems to be the breaking point is, like with Tony Montana, the fictional character, where they want him to blow up the little girls in the guy's car. He goes, I told you, no women, no kids. There's that point where you're like, I can't be part of this.
I agree. It's basically, they crossed the Rubicon. And it's a problem. And people are not going to stand for it.
Well, I'm a decent judge of body language, and I don't take pleasure in this because they're dangerous. They're cornered. But I look at Fauci and Bill Gates. They don't look arrogant anymore. Klaus Schwab doesn't look arrogant anymore. They look scared. And it happened about 2 months ago. They look really scared now. And they're also acting scared. And you see that with the Moderna CEO and others running scared. I'm concerned, though, what are they going to pull now that they are cornered animals?
Well, let's talk about what I'm an observer of things. Fauci's been a no-show on the morning shows. He's kind of disappeared the last 3 weeks. That's very interesting to me. Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, is a no-show as bond market yields are rising and stock markets wobble. Where is she? Where are the cabinet members? I don't see a lot of news coming from them. The only people I'm hearing from are the crypt keeper, POTUS puppet, Biden, and Psaki. Those are the only two people I see. So there's something going on, I think, behind the scenes because of the strange silence from a lot of the...
Yeah, I mean, look at her body language. She looks like she's about in front of a firing squad right there. She's not arrogant anymore, is she?
No, no. And, I think they know they're caught. And this is, when you're caught, you disappear. And that's what's happening.
Well, we got 3 minutes left, brother. What else do you want to tell folks? We really appreciate all your great knowledge.
Let me think. I mean, we hit a lot of great stuff here. Why don't you ask me a question?
Well, once you leave, there's something you wish you were going to say. That's why I can always ask 100 questions. But what else is it you want to get out there?
We're having an impact. And you're having an impact. And, I think the big point I want to make out to people is what I said at the beginning of the broadcast. Wall Street is awake. And they're not happy. A lot of these people were forced to take jabs because of the firms they work for. As they start to awaken to the fact that they were jabbed with a, let's call it a poison, the capital behind these stocks will quickly dissipate, meaning the people that own them will sell the stocks, and the hedge funds will jump on these like sharks when they smell blood. And these stocks will get pummeled, and that will waken up a lot of people. That's my biggest point on a drive home is if you're trying to convince someone that there's something going on, show them the stocks and say,
that's the smartest thing I've heard. I never even thought of that. I'm so dumb. Tank the stock. That's what people really look at. That shows them.
That creates a reality on its own.
Absolutely. So many people don't actually look what's in it. They look if everybody's lined up to get it. But if we can show them that, absolutely. So my biggest concern is war. I think this whole Russia thing is how they try to distract us. But luckily, the Russians aren't playing along, so that's got to really piss them off. In closing, in 1 minute, what else do you think the establishment pulls? Just gut level. First thing in your mind. They pull next.
Yeah, you just triggered. I was going to say something earlier, but I forgot to.
Go ahead.
Look, I had no idea who Klaus Schwab was before COVID. Or what the World Economic Forum was. But, they seem to have had a coming out party. And this Bond villain speaking weirdo who wears a Klingon outfit told us in 2020 that the next threat is a cyber virus. Okay, that's interesting. So let's take him at his word. And well, then what happened in the fall? We had Cyber Polygon. A bunch of nations got together to war game this. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the internet or electrical grids go down and they blame it on the Russians, the Chinese, Iranian hackers, North Koreans, whatever. I mean, this is not beyond something that this is something I actually expect. I mean, if I had to predict something, it's going to be some cyber virus.
I totally agree. I absolutely think you're right. All right, Edward Dowd, thank you so much. Former Wall Street professional, HSBC, BlackRock, you name it. And you can find him at DOWDEDW Award. You can find him right there. And we really appreciate you joining us and coming on the show. Great job.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate your bravery. Thank you.
Appreciate you. All right. Paul Watson takes over. I got 5 minutes to do before he comes on. And Paul Watson takes over. Every day we're on air is precious. But what you just heard is dead on, folks. And we are kicking our ass right now, but I'm not an arrogant person. Let me tell you, son, we got these people cornered, and we're like taking them out. They're going to fight back. So fight as hard as you can, folks, because this is minute-to-minute warfare. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Soul.